The summer of 2022 was everything new. Nothing much stayed the same. I guess my heart this time for all said enough is enough and took the leap. I'm Prarthna and you're listening to Paradigm Shift. I'm so glad you tuned in to listen because this episode is special. 2022 is the year I've dedicated to free my heart from fears. The reason being is I've realized my potential and yet I've come in my way just about a million times. I've realized that I can be both the problem and the solution. However, I choose to be the solution. For this, I needed to work on challenging myself, to work on growing, to work on falling and failing, but still persevering. I'm not gonna lie, but life did present very awkward and uncomfortable situations when I made this choice. However, this was also accompanied with abundant experiences and possibilities. Allow me to explain. It's my last summer before I graduate from Singapore Management University, and hear me out, I was tired of doing what everyone else was doing. The same old summer courses or internships that they could convert into full-time jobs after they graduate. So there's a financial security as well as a corporate 9-to-5 structure, or sadly not. All I'm saying is my heart was calling out for more. The more conventional choices I made, the dimmer the warmth and fire of my heart got. I was missing something, and that was courage. Courage to do the unconventional without worrying about log kya kahenge, what will people think, in other words. What stung within my heart and what I hated to see in others is excuses over actual execution, but boy, did I see that in more places than not. The thing is, we're all paralyzed by fear, and the first step to moving past any fear we may have is recognizing what fears we have. The reason behind them could come from varied past experiences, societal conditioning, and family upbringing. I knew there was a risk with the choices I wanted to make, but I also knew they were necessary to protect my passion and fire. So I did it. I quit my internship and went back to India to start my own coaching business. I faced my fear of scuba diving and solo tripping. I took the action, and every time I heard myself make excuses, I told myself that those fears are irrational and sought my higher power for support and comfort. You see, our mind was meant to be fearful and precautious, but we don't need that in 99% of situations. Hence, identifying when your mind is unnecessarily holding you back and then seeking your higher power to push you forward is the most important skill to live an authentic and successful life, in my opinion. We can't use our minds to fix our minds, as it manipulates us with fear many times. Our higher self, on the other hand, is love and passion. It's our truth and we can't deny it. We can best serve the world when we access our inner voice and power. For me, I did that by tuning into my heart and making choices from there rather than what I thought was more practical. And I've never been more motivated and excited to live life. Starting my business came with its own ups and downs, but what kept me going is the fact that I even had the courage to start and follow my heart. My mission of serving my clients and helping them grow into their most authentic beings motivated me to work on a daily basis. Apart from my professional life, I was insistent on doing everything that feared me in my personal life, and that started with scuba diving. I have been afraid of scuba diving and sharks, but after reading the statistics on that, I knew there was no real fear. Sharks kill 12 humans per year, whereas humans kill about 40 million sharks a year. 40 million. And the sharks we saw wouldn't harm us unless we harmed them, so it was all good. Although I sat out on my first dive due to equalization difficulties, I made it through the next 5 dives as I convinced myself that I am capable of feeling the joy and the peace that the underwater world had to offer. I trusted the universe and descended slowly into the water. I entered the most beautiful and vibrant places in the world. I experienced so much joy and realized the importance of my breath. I developed great gratitude for my body and my breath because of what it showed me and made me experience. It was surreal. To anyone hearing this, I urge you to explore and experiment with scuba diving if you haven't yet. The next fear that I went on to face was that of solo tripping. I went to Spain, Mallorca and Barcelona to be precise. Fortunately, I stayed in hostels and met amazing people. What I soon realized from their stories was that the unconventional was very much a possibility. Many of them were living their dream lives and most of them had one-way tickets while they worked online or around the world. I could never imagine how many people lived this way, but it gave my heart and my dreams its much-needed push and hope. The dreams I've had for myself have seemed unstable, scary, and impractical in the eyes of society. But to me, they're exactly what my heart wants, so I can't help but keep following it and keep moving towards it. I always thought the unconventional part would come with its hurdles because of the reactions I got from people. But I just believe that life is too short to just settle and not work for what our heart wants. There's a definite and obvious cultural norm in every society. In the Indian society, for example, when I decided to go solo tripping, a lot of eyebrows were raised. Out of concern, of course. However, I had to sit for 30 minutes with my uncles and aunties to talk about the dangers and fears of traveling alone and the do's and don'ts of my trip. If you're Indian or even Asian, I'm sure you understand. Going there, I realized solo traveling was very normal and cool, in fact. Why are so many of us so worried then? People said I had real guts to go and do that. It's because our mind and nervous system detects everything unfamiliar as a threat. If we give in to that, what opportunity are we giving our souls to evolve? Our thoughts and fears are not our truths. The fears are precautionary and yet unnecessary. Why do we have them then, you may ask? It is because life has evolved way faster than our brains. Our ancestors had very real fears as they looked for means of survival, but we're way past the survival stage to still have these fears. Now all these fears do is hold us back from our best selves. The unconventional is possible and it will take you far if you just believe in this truth. This truth will serve you, not hinder you. Society will brainwash you, but don't lose the voice of your heart and your soul while you tread your most authentic path. You are more than your fear. You are more capable than you think. Get curious of the bounds of your capability. Turn the fear of the unknown into a deep curiosity of your potential. Well, that's the end of my episode and I really hope you enjoyed it. You're listening to Paradigm Shift and I'm Prarthna, signing off.